The Second Letter of Peter, Chapter 1. Simeon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have been sanctified by our God and Saviour, Jesus Christ, and have received a faith as precious as ours. May grace and peace abound in you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. We share in the divine nature. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and piety. First, the knowledge of the One who called us through His own glory and might, by which we were given the most extraordinary and precious promises. Through them you share in the divine nature, after repelling the corruption and evil desires of this world. So, strive with the greatest determination, and increase your faith with goodness, goodness with knowledge, knowledge with moderation, moderation with constancy, constancy with piety, piety with mutual affection, mutual affection with charity. If all these graces are in you so as to abound in you, you will not be idle and useless. You will rather be rooted in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Whoever is not aware of this is blind and short-sighted, and is forgetful of the cleansing of former sins. Therefore, brothers and sisters, strive more and more to respond to the call of God who chose you. If you do so, you will never stumble. Moreover, you will be generously granted entry to the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. So I shall always remind you of these things, though you know them and remain firm in the truth that you have. It seems fitting that as long as I live in the tent of this body, I refresh your memory of them, knowing that my tent may soon be folded up, as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. I will nonetheless endeavour to see that after my departure, you will be constantly reminded of all this. The foundation of faith. Indeed, what we taught you about the power and the return of Christ Jesus our Lord was not drawn from myths or formulated theories. We ourselves were eyewitnesses of His majesty when He received glory and honor from God the Father, when the magnificent glory, this most extraordinary word, came upon Him. This is my beloved Son, this is my chosen one. We ourselves heard this voice from heaven when we were with Him on the holy mountain. Therefore, we believe most firmly in the message of the prophets, which you should consider rightly as a lamp shining in a dark place, until the break of day, when the morning star shines in your hearts. Know this well. No prophecy of Scripture can be handed over to private interpretation, since no prophecy comes from human decision, for it was men of God, moved by the Holy Spirit, who spoke